Gloria, Glor, Mom, my mom, Aunt Gloria, Miss Gloria. What a woman. What a life. Gloria knew how to celebrate life. She never missed a party, a holiday, a bull roast, a crab feast, a church event, family gathering, or even a bingo match. She remembered everyone's special day, whether it was a birthday, a graduation, or a wedding. She never missed an opportunity to be a hostess and to serve food and drink, like when her youngest, my mother, fell off a skateboard and was lying in the street with a broken leg. Gloria, still in her muumuu, brought Kool-Aid to Robin and her friends still in the street, while she went back into the house, got washed and dressed before taking her to the hospital. She welcomed everyone into the house and into her family. She took in strays for Thanksgiving dinner. These strays, usually friends of her children, became members of the family and regulars at family events. They quickly learned that she was a good cook, but sometimes they had to wait an hour past when dinner was supposed to be served to taste her delicacies. Mashed potato dumplings, green German potato salad, dishes made from ground beef like barbecue and Bel Manor casserole, and canned vegetables were her specialties. And speaking of strays, she was always supportive of the animals her children brought into the house, from goldfish to hamsters to mice to her dog Trudy, and of course the Easter present. Lord, they have something live down there. My grandfather Joe, her husband, was heard saying to Gloria one Easter morning at 5 a.m. So it was Gloria, the one who really wore the pants in the family, who walked into the basement to find a live Rhode Island red rooster, which her daughters brought home as the newest pet. But she didn't get mad. Instead, she worked hard to find an appropriate farm to be the new home for this animal, while convincing Joe at 5 a.m. each morning that all animals need an appropriate home, even him. 1 week ago today, her last at the nursing home where she had been rehabbing, she participated in a parade of wheelchairs. That's right, she decorated a wheelchair with ribbons and balloons for the festive occasion. But the real reason she attended this social event, just like all others at the nursing home, was that there was likely to be refreshments there. As some of you know, she was fond of chocolate candy bars, chocolate pudding, chocolate tasty cakes, chocolate marshmallows, chocolate ice cream, Walking Fuss chocolates, Coke with chocolate syrup in it, and chocolate milkshakes. And her favorite finer foods were fried, not broiled, but fried seafood platters. Manhattans on the rocks, I got to have the cherries. Fried liver and onions, crabs and beer, sherry wine, hominy and sausage, bourbon slushies, and of course, Spam. Gloria had a lot of loves in her life besides food, drinks, and parties. Besides her husband, 4 children, 6 grandchildren, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, and many, many friends from all walks of life. She loved Engelberg Humperdinck. She loved the Game Show Network. She loved Ocean City. She loved collecting salt and pepper shakers. She loved America's Game Show host, Bob Barker. She loved shopping at Kmart. She loved Tiger Woods. And of course, who didn't love Christmas? Gloria just loved being with people. In our house, she had her spot at the dining room table. She chose it because it was the center of the house where she could see everyone coming and going. She knew what everyone was doing. Gloria was always very active and very busy. She participated in bowling leagues, polka dance lessons, mothers' clubs, Girl Scouts, and volunteer efforts. She went on to earn an AA degree at the age of 62. Her self-proclaimed hobbies were photography, like everyone else in my family, crochet, sewing, and reading. But she really didn't spend much time on these hobbies since she was so busy spending time with her friends and family. Gloria was the queen of unfinished projects. Boxes upon boxes of photos never made it into albums. She was great at starting a craft, but she never could find time to finish it. Numerous craft projects accumulated in her attic on Wilshire Avenue, only to be discarded when we moved, but not all of them. Does anyone know how to crochet? Gloria never could part with the tablecloth that she worked on for over 40 years. She completed about 80 squares, which would be about 2 squares per year, with about 40 more to go. At the same time, we have an Afghan that needs to be completed. So if there's anyone up for the task, please don't be afraid to step up to the challenge. Gloria was a great contributor to many causes, but none more than the Catholic Church. She taught the Catholic schools. In fact, she was the first lay teacher at St. Anthony's. And for those of you who don't know, like myself, who found out this morning, lay teacher means a teacher who is not a nun. She volunteered at Catholic schools, she volunteered at Catholic churches, and of course she donated to the church through her favorite of all, bingo. Some would say that parish administration was her second job, her real income coming through bingo, of course. She met her husband through bingo. He was the caller, and I guess you could say that she was the winner. She was a kid at Christmas and at every holiday. She'd stay up all night in anticipation of Santa, but of course she was also still wrapping the numerous gifts she bought to give to her family. She was definitely a giver. She gave you food, she gave you money, she gave her time. She always gave you her love. Often it was in forms of meals or gifts or cards. Gloria had no sense of direction while behind the wheel, though, which earned her the nickname Wrong Way Weedorfer. Her station wagon with Girl Scouts ended up in D.C. instead of a campsite in Pennsylvania. It was close, but a little too far off. But her sense of direction in life was superior. She was driven to the very end of her life. She was driven to the very end to live her life to the fullest. Always doing, always participating, always loving. Until the very end when God called her number and she yelled out bingo. And we all know she definitely hit the jackpot. So here's to you, Gloria, Glor, Mom, Mom, Aunt Gloria, Miss Gloria, whatever you might have called her. We all hope we can be a winner just like you.